a couple of announcements. We are having a 90th birthday celebration for John. We got a cake and everything afterwards. 90 years, yeah. Happy birthday, John. Happened this week, Wednesday, I believe. And so please stay for that. That's going to be good. In accordance with our Constitution and the requirements of Michigan statute, we are hereby notified that the annual meeting, you are hereby notified that the annual meeting of Mayflower Congregational Church will be held next Sunday, January 24th, immediately following church in the social hall. Annual report books are ready for distribution today. One copy per family, please. A light chili lunch will be served before the meeting begins. Volunteers are needed to bring chili, crackers, etc. Please sign up on the office lobby whiteboard, which is out there. Also, the flower chart for 2010 is in. You can sign up for flowers. That's up and ready. And prayer shawls. Time to bring some prayer shawls in because they are planning to deliver them on Valentine's Day down to Grand Haven Manor. And so if we get prayer shawls done or almost done, get them in. I think we have something like 8 more to go. And that has turned out really well. That's turned out really well. And other announcements are in your bulletin. Anything else? So much nicer when you get to January when it's announcement time. So much less to do. So much less to do. It is great to see you all here. It really is. Welcome, and let's enter into worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. I waited patiently for the Lord.
And he inclined to me and heard my cry.
He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay.
And he set my feet on the rock, making my footsteps firm.
He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God.
Thank you.
join me in the opening prayer. We praise you, Lord God, and lift up the name of your Son, Jesus. Through your Holy Spirit, direct us to speak your words and to live as if they are true. We confess that, on our own, we stumble and fall. Empower and guide us to walk by faith as those who are forgiven. Bless, O Lord, that we may be grounded in your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The first reading this morning is taken from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Sing for joy,
sing for joy,
rejoice,
oh,
oh, oh, oh. We're kind of small today, but we're mighty.
Small but mighty.
There's just the three. I think we'll have fun. Mrs. Wheeler's been teaching them about parables downstairs, and that'll be a new one for Catherine, because we haven't seen her in a while. It's nice to have you back. And we've got chocolate chip cookies. So, they're special. So, we've got some little treat. We're going to learn. Yeah, he doesn't like sweets. He's the only child I know that doesn't like sweets.
I don't give them to Morgan.
She'll eat yours. So, you like them. Okay, so we didn't have anything planned, but we'll pray for Mrs. C because she is sick today. And we were all sick before, so we know what it's like. So it's not any fun. So we will say a prayer for her downstairs, and we will continue on with Mrs. Wheeler in the parables. And see how much knowledge you can soak up today. Okay? Ready? Okay. Let's go downstairs. Go this way, please.
Yeah, well, we got cake. So there. You just have to wait longer for yours than they have to wait for theirs. Remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, Paul said, for he himself, Jesus, said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And as much as we like to receive, which is good, there's this special joy. God does something with us as we take and we reach out and we touch somebody else's heart. We meet the needs here at the church, which is what the offering this morning will be for. But as we reach out, all the special things we do at this church, and then many of you do so many other special things outside the church, just something about giving. There's something about giving. Learning to be a joyous giver, if you're not there yet. It just doesn't make any sense. You don't know how God's going to do it. But there's just something special there when you give with a joyful heart. So I invite you this morning to worship God with your giving. So thankful. And so we give this offering to you this morning that you will joyfully multiply back to the people who have given to you, that every need of Mayflower Church will continue to be met, and there will be abundance left over to do your work in this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, Lord, your word.
Good to see everybody this morning. We had snow in Charlotte for all you that live up north and didn't get any snow. Don't know what that was all about. So I thought actually my trip was going to be kind of treacherous up here because the roads in Charlotte were a little treacherous. Outside of the city proper and everything was dry. We just don't live right down there because I knew that. Our second reading, Luke chapter 4. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through all the surrounding district. And he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book and found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all were speaking well of him and wondering at the gracious words which were falling from his lips. And they were saying, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "No doubt you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever you heard was done in Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is welcome in his hometown. But I say to you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, and the sky was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came over all the land. And yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." Then all the people in the synagogue were filled with rage as they heard these things. And they got up and drove him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built in order to throw him down the cliff. Tough crowd. But passing through their midst, he went their way. That's a tough crowd. Hey, I'm glad this is not my home city.
That wouldn't be good.
There we go.
Jesus, a preacher. Don't always think of Jesus being a preacher. You think of his hands were kind hands. That's a good song. I like that. I didn't sing that before. And he was out doing good all the time. And he did that. That's true. But Jesus did not heal every place he went. And Jesus did not do miracles everywhere he went. But one thing that Jesus did everywhere he went was preach. And so after he was baptized and the Holy Spirit came on him as a dove, and then he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights, here we see him returning in the power of the Spirit. And he starts, as is his custom, I like that. It's a good custom to have, show up on the synagogue, to the synagogue on the Sabbath. Or in our case, to Mayfield, our church, on Sunday morning. Good custom. That's a good custom. See, a lot of us have bad habits, but that's a good habit. That's a good one. As was his custom, he came to the synagogue. They handed him the reading of the day. He finds in Isaiah where it says, and we read it out of Isaiah for the first reading and out of here, and he preached to them. He sat down and preached. I like that. Remember that as I get older. So we'll get a lounge chair up here and put it in the middle and it's up nice and comfortable and I'm not sure I can actually preach staying in one place. But, you know, we can find out. We can find out. Yeah, he sat down and started to say to them, see, this is kind of what he was preaching all around Galilee in the early days of his ministry. We have a sort of sample here. What's he preaching? If you don't show up to the synagogue on the Sabbath, you're going to burn. If you don't support the mitten trade, by the way, the mitten tree is about ready to come down, so if you want to get in on that, get this year, jump in, write a check, get some mittens or hats or whatever out there. They're headed to Luton here in a week or two. Okay. If you don't participate, no. Now, while he did that to some people, if you want a really interesting Bible study, look how Jesus talked to the Pharisees. Look how Jesus talked to his disciples. And look how Jesus talked to the common people. Three distinct different ways. To the Pharisees, woe unto you hypocrites and snakes! See, I've never called anybody a snake, unless you just fit that this morning. I've never called anybody a snake. Okay. So he did do that. But what he is preaching is the favorable year of the Lord is here. The scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. The favorable year of the Lord. Israel never once did this. That's recorded. They just never did this. But every 50 years, they were supposed to get a do-over. Us golfers call that a mulligan. See, that's when you hit one that's supposed to go that way, and it goes that way. Or in my case, I have a tendency to yank them. I have a tendency to pull. Say, you know? And they just go, and I got this wicked duck hook that shows up every now and then. It's just ugly. You know? I'm thinking, ugh, no problem. So I always carry a golf ball in my pocket. Put it back down and say, I know I can hit that 3-wood better than that. And it's amazing. The second one usually goes where it's supposed to go. Now, how come I can't do that on the first one? Well, I just skipped the first one. Good point. Say, just hit the second one first. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes in life we need a do-over. Hey, we made a bad choice, something happens, whatever. And in Israel's day, the year of Jubilee was that year when everything kind of went back to the way it was supposed to be. So if you got poor, and you had to sell yourself into slavery, in the 50th year, you were set free. You went back to your ancestral lands. Debts were forgiven. Even the harvests were supposed to be counted from Jubilee to Jubilee. When you sold property, so if you sold accordingly. Everything centered around the year of Jubilee when everything goes back the way it's supposed to be. And so Jesus gets up in the synagogue and says, the scripture that you've been looking for is here. I'm it. It's fulfilled and you're hearing today. Recovery of sight to the blind. See, a do-over. A do-over. Now Israel's been looking for sort of King David to show back up. See, King David was kind of the Wild West of Israel. You know, I mean, the Wild West in our country, you know that only lasted about 20 years. About 20 years. We make movies, we still make movies about it. You know, I don't know how many. How many movies did John Wayne make about the Wild West? See, the guy who's in the white hat's always won. Right? Evil was thrown out. Good guys won. Things weren't going well. You just strapped your 6-gun on your hip and went to town and straightened it out. But, kind of way King David was. King David just kind of, you know, I read some of that and it's like, you know, David just strapped down his sword and went out and killed the enemies of God. Amazing how most of the enemies of God were enemies of David. You ever notice that? You know, amazing. Just amazing to me. But once David named him the enemy of God, look out, because you are gone. And he stretched Israel to the farthest place by conquest that they'd ever had, land territory. Solomon did a little bit farther with a couple of his peace treaties. And so Israel at this point, under Roman domination, they're looking for this Savior to come deliver us from Rome. Set us up in our own kingdom. Make us a world power like the United States so we can rule. That's what they're looking for. See, but that's not mankind's problem. Mankind's problem is not that Israel's not its own nation at this time. That's not dominant. That's not a world power. That there's not a King David on the throne. Mankind's problem is audience participation. Mankind's problem is sin. Very good. Yeah, you can say that even if you don't believe it. You can still say that. Okay. That's mankind's problem. See, every problem we have in the planet today is connected to that. That is the problem. Sin. If this thing was going the way God wanted it to go, we'd still be in the garden. Be a big garden. Actually, it was a big garden. See, people say, how come? I was at a funeral yesterday. A co-worker, my wife's mother, her mother-in-law died. So I didn't know anybody there. And I don't know who the preacher was. But he was saying, you know, we have these questions, why? We do, we all have questions, why? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Why do bad things happen? Well, ultimately the answer is, Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve ate the fruit. They rebelled against God. So when God is coming to give us all a do-over, where does he start? He starts with the root of the problem. The root of the problem. And Jesus is proclaiming that. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach. Anointed. That's a good word. Oh, I got time for a side thought. Side thought. Anointed. You know, and we have everybody now for the Prudential Council, the election's coming up and everything. I personally would like to see some people step up and jump in and do some things so we can give some other people a break. That's my personal thing, okay? Especially if you're under 50. Yeah, that's what I would like. So you'll be praying about that this next year. Well, and a couple of you who are business owners that are over 50 would be really good, too. Okay. See. And farm owners, and et cetera. Anyway, okay. See. However, there's a big difference, especially in the ministry. You know, there are people, I'm sorry, Barb, I really am. I wasn't even going to say that. Here, just slap me. Just, my wife isn't here. Just, thank you. There. Okay. See, Barb is home studying. She's back in class again, so she's not here because I got meetings after church and stuff. So Barb wasn't able to give me the glare, so it's her fill in there. Okay. Anointed. What are we? See, have you heard preachers that preach that we're anointed and preachers that aren't anointed? Hear the difference? You can be trained, but there's anointings. That's something that we're kind of gifted in. Areas that we're gifted in. So we don't know why it works, it just kind of works. Why does that work for us? I'm just kind of good at that. See, a lot of this is God's anointing so that we will use our gifts for the kingdom of God. Not necessarily solely for the kingdom of God. Then there are gifts of administration. There's some people that are just good at it. There's gifts of serving others, our deacons. That's a good deacon position. Serving others, got a concern for other people. What's going on with so-and-so? Pick up the phone and call them and find out. Go see them. See, ministering to other people, serving. There's all kinds of gifts that we have. Going to train people, but it's just not the same thing. It's just not the same. I have heard ministers that really ought to be driving a truck. They really should. obviously called to drive truck. Yeah. Anointed. Okay, I know. Anointed. Preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives. Release from our sins. Recovery of sight to the blind. That's why we pray for the sick. See? Recovery of sight to the blind. God doesn't want us. We don't have to remain. I mean, we pray for the sick. Because God heals. God helps. Not that I know of anybody that's in perfect health all the time. Because we live on a fallen planet. We're a fallen race. But in Christ, no, it's not complete yet. It will be complete someday. It's not complete. We haven't been totally restored. We're about two-thirds restored. How's that? Spirit and soul, the body ain't restored yet. That day's coming. That's going to be a good day. Good day. I'm looking forward to it. To set free those who are oppressed and proclaim the favorable release, the favorable year of the Lord. So the last few weeks has kind of turned into, I didn't even plan this. Come Follow Me series. I didn't even plan it. I was looking at that this last time. I thought, let's kind of Come Follow Me series. Because we're talking about what Jesus did. He's our example. Okay. So what are we supposed to do? Go tell. Do you know what the number one form of evangelism is? Us. See? And while we can do a lot of things, and hopefully we will do some things, and you know, the number one form of evangelism is you telling somebody. You telling somebody. You inviting somebody to church. You telling somebody, I used to be here. Jesus happened. Now I'm here. The perfect testimony. Billy Graham has preached to more people face-to-face than anybody on the planet ever. And that's where I get these stats. It's from his organization. And he was the best of the best as far as keeping people involved in church, getting them at a crusade and then getting them in church so that they just, in a year, didn't fall away. He was the best of it out of anybody that's ever lived. About 80% of people that get saved in the Billy Graham crusade, when Billy Graham was running it, stayed involved in church. The other stats are just pathetic. You know, I mean, yeah, like, you know, for a few weeks they're all hot and bothered, and then afterwards back to their own lives. And I used to see that when I traveled. I traveled for 4 years on my own bus. Traveled, preached revival meetings. I don't know if congregationalism, well, it did in the old days, in the 1700s had revival meetings. I don't know about lately. That's what I used to do. And that's what I found. You get them all hot and going. And 2-3 weeks later, they're back to where they were. And that's why, one reason, I'm not a big fan of big productions. Been there, done that, actually. But no lasting results. God wants lasting results. He wants us to fall in love with Him and stay in love with Him. That's what God wants. And Jesus came to proclaim that. And that's happened to some of you. So if you're going to be like Jesus, what's He want you to do? Just share it. Who am I going to share it to? How many people do you see every week? Gas station attendant? Okay. People you work with? Neighbors? People, I see people every week, all week long, I never even talk to. I see people I know that I don't talk to. Because sometimes I'm in my own little world, and somebody the other day, and somebody else, this just happened, we were talking about this earlier. Oh, Lola. Somebody had to say, you know, Rick, oh, you know, here I am. Yeah, I was just wandering through life, but my brain was doing whatever my brain was doing. You know, so if I shun you in public, It's not personal. It's just really. It's really. Hey, it's just me being off my own little world. To share. I was here. Jesus happened. And now I'm here. To share. You know, we got a good thing going at Mayflower. We do have a good thing going at Mayflower. Why don't you come along some Sunday and see it? Choir is great. Just great. Every week. I was thinking about that when they were singing this morning. I thought, you know, I've been here long enough where I'm just really spoiled because this sounds normal. I remember when I came to the first, when I was first here, these people were awesome. Okay. Now I've been here so much, it's normal. I'm going to have to go visit another church that has a choir just to get my perspective back on a Sunday morning somewhere. Okay, okay, our choir is a lot smaller, but doggone, they're better than that. Yeah. These guys are good. Yeah. See, we have lots of stuff to get involved in. If you want to get involved, we have lots of stuff in front, behind the scenes, things going on that some people don't even know about. It's a good place. Mayflower is a good place to serve God. It's a good place. It's steady. It's consistent. Yeah, we're a little traditional, which is good in my opinion, if you've been on the other side. It's lasting. We'll all be dead and gone, and we'll still be here if we do what's right in our time that we have. Touching lives for people yet to be born. If the Lord tarries. That's cool. That's cool. And how many other churches could start a 90-year-old plus club? We could start a 90-year-old hockey team. That's what we should do. We should start a 90-year-old hockey team. There we go. Yeah. Do we all have problems, tests, trials, tribulations? Oh, yeah. We all got them. Probably got more to come. Hate to say that. We probably got more to come. I hope not. I hope my number's in. And the rest of the life is just easy. Because I really like easy. But if we have this relationship with God, we're solid with God, just walking day by day with God, we are going to successfully get through individually, as a church family, as families that we have represented here. So we're going to make it through. And that's what God wants. God wants this relationship with us. All the other stuff is just trivia. It is. Relationship is what comes. And that's what Jesus came to proclaim. The favorable year of the Lord is here. I'm taking care of the problem. If you will believe, that whosoever shall believe in him shall be saved. Because the problem has been removed. And now we can be in right standing with God through Jesus Christ. And we can have a good life living and serving God while we're here. That is a good life. Sometimes it's a hard life. See, sometimes we got to make sacrifices we don't necessarily want to make. But it's a good life compared to the alternative. It's a good place to be. And then one of these days, this ain't the end. This is just the beginning. One of these days, it's going to be better than this forever. Think of that. Forever. Forever and ever, the Bible says. Forever and ever. How long is that? I don't know. But I hope you go with me. I'm going. Hope you go. And while you're here, I hope you just fall in love with Jesus. Use your gifts and abilities for him every now and then. Have fun. Enjoy the trip. John and I were talking. 90 years. He says, it goes by so fast. Thinking, well, I don't know about 90, but I know 58 went by in a hurry. Hey, where does it go? Yeah, it goes by in a hurry. But this is just the beginning. See, it's just the beginning of forever. We're going to be there a long time. A long time. Prayers and concern. Liz is sick. Talked to her this morning. Did not. Okay, let's pray.
Father, you are so good. You are so good. And we're so thankful. You take such good care of us. You do so much that if we just sat around and started talking about all the good things you've done for us and with us, especially over the years, we'd just be talking and talking and talking because the things we've even forgot about would be coming up. And so we are very thankful for all that you're doing. And we just pray that you will touch and encourage and help and these prayer requests and the ones in our hearts that were not voiced, and that you will just help. Bring your will to pass. Things like Haiti, where there's so much devastation that one's mind can't hardly comprehend, and I'm sure we're not just getting bits and pieces from the news of what's really going on. And then other things that, you know, concern us that may not seem like a national catastrophe, but it's tough for us. And you're as concerned about that as these other things. So bring your will to pass. Touch, comfort, heal, encourage, guide, lead. Yeah, whatever. Whatever is that you want. And may we be sensitive to follow and to hear and to receive. And Lord, we just thank you that you're a God who loves relationship. You want to be in relationship with us. And you gave us things in your word that guide us into those paths if we'll just listen, if we have ears to hear. And so help us to have ears to hear. Help us to take our relationship with you to a new level this next year, this year that we're in. And just be the people that you created us to be the church you've created us to be, and that Jesus can be glorified in us and through us into our community, wherever we go, that people can see Jesus in us. Thank you for teaching us how to stay in this relationship by giving us the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn.